I'd like for you to get your Bibles out this morning, and I would like for you to turn to the book of Psalms, and we will be looking today at Psalm 89. Psalm 89. I want to share a scripture with you all this Father's Day that I think will be a blessing to you. I want us to begin reading in Psalm 89, verse 5. And it says this, I'm reading from the Modern English Version. It says, "Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who is in the skies, or who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly sons is like the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the holy ones, and awesome to all those who surround him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a mighty Lord like you, with your faithfulness all around you? You rule the raging of the sea. When the waves arise, you still them. You crushed Rahab like a corpse. You scattered your enemies with your strong arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours, the world and all that is in it. You have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm, and strong is your hand, and victorious is your right hand." Verse 13, one more time. "You have a mighty arm." Another version would read, "You have a strong arm, and strong is your hand, and victorious is your right hand." And I want to speak with you just for a few moments this morning on the subject of my Father has a strong arm. My Father has a strong arm. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you would truly bless the preaching of your word this morning. For Lord, you are Almighty God, and you have a strong arm and a mighty hand. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you would let your word speak to every one of our hearts in a very special way this Father's Day. In the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen, amen. Amen. My Father has a strong arm. In the scripture, as we just read here in Psalm 89, it's amazing how the Bible brings out many different personifications of the Lord. The Bible will bring out many different aspects of our God and highlight many different parts of who He is to help us to understand in our finite minds who God is. You see, you've got to remember that God is Almighty God, always was, always will be, without beginning, without end. He is Almighty God. He is God Almighty. And God is so infinite that we as finite beings can't even begin to comprehend how big God really is. He's a big and a mighty and a powerful God, and this God is for you and loves you abundantly. And so the Bible expresses in many different word analogies or expressions the different parts and different ways to express who God is. And in this portion of Scripture, it brings out that God is mighty, that God is all-powerful, and our God can be trusted. He has destroyed the enemies. It says there, "You crushed Rahab like a corpse." And if you were a Jew, you knew exactly what that meant. You see, Rahab, when you remember her story, was an Egyptian. And what the scripture is bringing out here is that God crushed Egypt. You all remember that Moses was the deliverer that brought Israel out of Egyptian bondage. God crushed Egypt. There is no one like our God. And the scripture in the book of Exodus even brings out that God delivered Israel out of Egyptian bondage with a high and a mighty hand. And so the scripture draws out the strength of Almighty God, and in many ways and in many places, it draws out that God is mighty and has a strong arm and a strong hand. Joshua chapter 4 verse 24 says that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Psalm 98, verse 1 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done wonderful things. His right hand and His holy arm have gained the victory for Him." Psalm 118:15 says, "The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly." Same Psalm, verse 16, Psalm 118:16 says, "The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly." And then lastly, and there's more, but for this morning, Isaiah 41, verse 10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxious, do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And the scripture brings out the strength of Almighty God, and it is drawn out with the strength of His mighty right hand. Now, most people that are born right-handed. Isn't that true? Now, that doesn't take away for someone that is left-handed. It's just it's more prominent that it's more right-handers than left-handers. Amen? But the point is still the same. Whatever handed we are, it illustrates the strength of Almighty God. And whenever we, as children, were growing up in our homes, I don't know about you, but I know when I was growing up and I would think about my dad, I would think there would be no one that could compare to him and his strength. Strong man. I remember as little children, we were going to go fishing at Hot Creek there in the mountains, right near Capulene. And there, as we were about to go fishing, he said to us one time, "Look, there's a cave up there." And all of us little kids were all excited. And so we saw that there was a cave. And he says, "Let's go climb in." So we were all excited to go as little kids. And I remember as we were there, there was the Hot Creek. Now that river, the little creek, is not huge. It's not that wide. But there are sections that you can kind of jump over. But we as little children just didn't have the capability to go that far. And so I remember one time as we were going to go look at the cave, we were all there standing at the bank, and my dad, I remember, he got us, and so all of a sudden he got Melanie first. Melanie was tiny, teeny. And so he got her, and he just kind of swung her, and then threw her over the creek. And then Eric was next. He was next in line, a little bit smaller, and threw him over the creek. Then he got Jonas, my twin brother, threw him over. And I remember when he got me, I was like, whoa, you know. He picked me up off the ground. And, you know, he was a strong man. And I remember he got me, and I remember him pushing me. I just remember feeling flying in the air over the creek. But as a child, I could look at my dad, and I would think, he's a strong man. I remember there would be times we'd be there at the house, and my dad would just pull out his arm, and he would put it on the table. He says, "Come on, let's arm wrestle." And we were all little tiny, you know, and so we would be there with our little hands, and we'd be like, trying to bend his arm, and he would just go and push us down real easy. He'd say, "All three of you, all the three boys, come on, let's see if you can beat me." So all three of us would be gathering his arm, and we'd be trying to bend it to win him in an arm wrestle. We could never win him, because he had a strong right hand. I remember there would be times that he would say, "Let's race." We were little kids. And we would say, "Let's race to the river." And so, because we live next to Alamosa River. That's where we were raised, right next to the river there. So let's race to the river. So we would say, "Okay." So there we, little kids, would be running with all of our might. And our dad would be walking. He'd be kind of speed walking. And we were like, you know, no one can compare to my dad. Amen? And when we know our Father, we know that we have a strong tower we can rest in. That we can trust in what they have to say, and they will help us through life. Amen? I remember I would admire his hands, because as a little boy, my hands were always real thin and skinny. I was a pretty thin boy too when I was growing up. I'm not there now, but that was when I was a little boy, you know. And I remember I would look at his hands. He used to work in the potatoes, get those big old heavy sacks, load them in the truck. How many of you men know exactly what I'm talking about? You've been there. I mean, his hands were huge, thick hands. I'd be like, man, because these were working hands. But I knew there was strength in those hands. And when the scripture brings out that God has a strong and a mighty hand, it's really bringing us to the remembrance of how we remember our father in our life. Now, not all of us have had our father, have had your father in your life. And so, in many ways, that was something you were deprived to have. But hopefully, there was a grandparent or an uncle or a godly man or someone in your life that helped you to see the value of that strong right arm. Amen? Because God is our Heavenly Father. And if I need to cross a river, my God will throw me over it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I remember one time me and my dad went hunting. We went elk hunting. We just went hunting. It was the last day of hunting season. We had a deer, a buck license, as well as a bull license. And it's the last day. It was my birthday, October the 14th. The last day I remember that year. Now he goes, let's go. So I said, let's go. We went in the evening and we went up to the mountains and we went again towards Hot Creek. And we went up and we just said, well, we'll park here. Let's go up the mountains. And there we go. Me and dad. And he had the big old rifle and I was just tagging along, you know. So we walk up there, we go far over the hills, and all of a sudden there's a big old buck. And my dad only had 3 bullets in the gun. And so he said, well, it's the last day, let's just go try it, you know. Maybe he wasn't as prepared as could have been, but had 3 bullets nonetheless. So I remember we went over, there it was, and he goes, there it is. He, right? And that thing took off running. And so there we go, we're running after it, jumping down hills, and he's like way ahead of me. I mean, jumping down big old hills and sliding down this. I'm trying to keep up. I'm like running to the best of my ability. So then all of a sudden he goes, there it is again. And so then, like, there it goes again. So then we're chasing it again, and all of a sudden, again, 3 bullets lost. And all of a sudden, behind the bush, there was the buck. And by that time, the buck was wounded. It was shot. Every shot actually hit the buck. It's just they happened to hit in places that maybe just didn't kill it. And so by the time we got there, one of the front arms was broken, so he couldn't go. One of the back legs was broken, so he couldn't go. He was kind of lopsided, this big old buck, full of energy, tired. And the other bullet had just went right through the belly. It just went right through. It didn't kill anything. You all hear what I'm saying? So there we were. And I remember my dad. All of a sudden, there's this big old buck, the big old rack of horns. And there it was. And I remember, there's no bullets. So then you're like wondering, well, what are you going to do now? I didn't wonder that. I just was there, you know. I'm so small, not thinking about anything the way I could think about it now. All of a sudden, my dad, he got the butt of the rifle, the stock of the rifle, and he lifts up the gun. And all of a sudden, boom, he starts hitting that buck to try to weaken it or something. And boom, again. But it wasn't really hurting the thing. But so it was tired enough that my dad jumped on the buck. And he got his sharp old knife out. And then he slit the throat. Don't worry, it's okay to do that. We get our jerky, we get our fill our refrigerators that way. It's not cruel, it's hunting. It's the way it is. Amen. But I would look at my dad as the strongest, the most wise man I've ever seen, and I still think that to this day. I've seen him have to move heavy objects, and then I'll say, he's going to go, I got to get that to there, and I'm like, okay. So then I'll show up a little bit later, and it's there, and I'm like, how did you do it? And all of a sudden, he just thought it through, he used logs to make rollers, and rolled it on the logs, and got it there. I'm like, wow. I wouldn't have even thought that. The point being, if my earthly father has taken on that appearance for me, I know my heavenly father will be perfect in every way and is more willing to help me than my own father. Amen. And I know that if I ever had a need, I know my dad would do all that he could to try to help me out. I know it. There's no shadow of doubt in my mind at all. But in the same way, and even more so, God wants to meet you. You see, when I say my father has a strong arm, not only does my literal father have one, my heavenly father above has a strong arm and is perfect. My heavenly father doesn't grow old. He will always be strong. He will always be there. I remember one time I was at the Bible school, and let me just give you a little insight here. But we were there at the Bible school, and I had already proposed to my wife. I think I told you a little bit of the story of how we came together a few Sundays ago, but I'm not talking about that. But I was in prayer because, you know, when I was at Bible school, I didn't have an income. I didn't have any money. I mean, a little income, you know, little support, but very little. And I remember that when I was at the Bible school, I began to pray to my Father above. You see, I wanted to get my wife a beautiful ring. She's going to be my future wife. I mean, I knew that, but I hadn't put a ring on her finger yet. And I began to pray to my Father in secret. No one ever heard these words but my Father above. I didn't tell no one, no family members, nothing. And I wasn't like one of those that gives all kinds of hints and clues that, oh, I don't have money to make someone feel sorry and give money. I didn't do that. It's secret totally. But I began to pray, Lord, I need money. I need money. I want to get Adelina a beautiful ring. And I trust you, Lord. And I remember one time I was there in the room because I prayed a few days, a couple weeks. I don't remember how long I prayed, but I prayed every day and I asked the Lord for that money. And I remember one day I was walking around pacing my room. And as I was walking around the room just talking to God, all of a sudden I heard like a little whoosh, something just came from under the door into the room, like a paper. And I was like, what is that? You know, and just came in. So I said, well, let me look. And when I went down and I grabbed it, it was an envelope. And on the envelope, it had no name, no return address. All it said was, God bless you. And I'm like, well, what is this? So I opened it up. And when I opened it up, there was money. There was, I won't tell you the amount, but there was a good chunk of cash in there. And I knew that I would be able to buy my wife the ring now. My father came through. He's got a strong right arm. He's able to meet us in every way, every shape, every form. It doesn't matter what it is. The Bible says if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our own children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good things to those that ask? Your Heavenly Father above has a strong arm and He wants to meet you right where you are and He loves you. You don't have to be afraid of where your life is going. If you're putting your trust in Him, He's getting you there. I still remember there in Pennsylvania. Over there, they have a lot of windy roads everywhere. It's a lot different than here in the valley. You know, when you go from here, you go down the road, you make a right turn, you drive straight all the way, and you make another right turn, and then there's the house to Capulene. You follow what I'm saying? You go there, you make a right, you make a left, and you're in Alamosa. You go from Alamosa straight to Monta Vista. Follow what I'm saying? You can go from Monta Vista all the way to Saguache straight. Over there in Pennsylvania, they had windy roads everywhere. I mean, and all paved. Anyways, I remember one time Amos was invited to a birthday party, a friend's house. And it was in near one of the towns named Ono. It was funny, there was a store that was called Oh Yes. Oh Yes Country Market, you know, and near in Ono. It was funny. Anyways, he was invited to a house there, and so that day we had to go do some things, and so we were all around. And so I think we had actually went shopping in the area of Harrisburg, but we were actually in a different area than the norm was. And I remember Amos was a young kid then. And I remember all of a sudden as we were driving, he's like, well, I've got to get to my friend's birthday party. It was say at 3 o'clock and it's already 2:30, and I, you know. So, unbeknown to him, I had all that in my mind. And I wasn't going to go the same route to Ono. I was going to go a whole different path. And so I remember as we were driving, he's like, Daddy, the birthday party. I'm like, don't worry. Okay, yeah, I know. So he's seeing the landscape and he's seeing the road and it's different than normal. He's like, Daddy, don't you know I got to get to my, you know, so Daddy, every way, you know, for a long ways down the road. And finally, also, we come up to a road that all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's that building. And all of a sudden we came to the backside into the town and there we were. You all follow what I'm saying? The point being, sometimes in your life and in mine, we won't always see the exact same route we are used to seeing. We think, God, you've got a destination for me, but it seems like the path is different than norm. But if you put your faith in your Father, He's going to get you there. Rest in Him. Trust Him, and He's going to get you to your point of destination. Amen? We know where we're going. Don't worry, right? All of this to say, remember this. Your Father has a strong arm. Amen? And this Father's Day, I want you, if you can, in whatever way you can, express to your own father, wherever they are, just send them a quick happy Father's Day. I don't know what the past has been. I don't know what your relationship is like or was like. For some, it may be just a horrible picture to remember. But you, in your heart, honoring your father despite the pain, says a lot more about your Christian relationship with God than you realize. And God can be using you to reach your own parents. Amen? And so express to your father this Father's Day, happy Father's Day. Amen? Amen. Let's go ahead and stand and say a quick prayer. My wife has some things that she wants to share with you all before we close all the way. So where you're standing, we're just going to say a prayer and then we're going to continue with the rest of the things that we will do. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would give us an understanding within our hearts, the reality of who you are. I thank you for the examples that we do have in our own earthly parents or fathers or any other father figure that has been a blessing in our lives. I pray that, Lord, through that example, we would see a glimpse of who you really are, but help us to understand that it's only a glimpse of your faithfulness and of your goodness. For, Lord, you will never fail us. You will always keep your word. You will always be faithful. And so I pray that you would give us that comprehension, Lord, that you have a strong and a mighty arm and hand to bring us through no matter what we will face. It's just like the song we sing, leaning on the everlasting arms. For Lord, we can truly lean upon you and rest. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to worry and dread life. For Lord, if we run to you, we are running to someone that has a strong arm. And so, Lord, I pray that you would speak that word to our hearts throughout the week. I pray that you'd remind us of your faithfulness. And this Father's Day, we do ask for a special blessing to be upon our fathers. I pray that you would bless them with a token for good today. Let them know how much you love them and how much you care. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.